Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, Overcoming Boredom. Now, that might sound like a pretty strong word to use, especially addressing a Christian audience, because as Christians, we would not readily admit to being bored, because we just know instinctively that's something we shouldn't be. But let me just, in case you didn't catch the broadcast yesterday, let me just share what the definition of boredom is. This is the dictionary definition of boredom. It means to bore is the verb, and it means to weary with ennui or tedium. Now, that ennui is a French word. It comes from the root word of annoyance, but it's a feeling of weariness or dissatisfaction. And while we might not want to admit to boredom, I think if we're honest with ourselves, there are times that we feel just worn out. We are weary. We're dissatisfied. And it's that word tedium, the adjective is tedious. It means tiresome because of length or dullness. And yes, the battle sometimes can seem that way to us. They could be painful. They could be an assortment of things. But there's basically, it's a dissatisfaction that things haven't changed. And so, beloved, we have to understand that this is a very common experience that we all feel from time to time, and it's a very subtle trap of the enemy. And so as we talk about the condition of boredom, it is something that occurs when changes don't seem to happen, either the ones that we want to happen or that there's nothing at all going on. And basically, that's when our imagination comes into play. I think you should be able to identify, because I know I certainly can. What happens when I say our imagination comes into play? We might daydream. We remember other times. We can imagine different circumstances in our life right now. In other words, we're not happy with the present. We would like it to change, whatever that would be. Whatever that could be, a work situation, anything, whatever affects our life physically or spiritually, there can be that reaction of weariness or tedium. And I believe it's something we really don't want to admit to. We know from our knowledge of Scripture and the presence of the Holy Spirit within us that such an attitude is contrary to a vibrant, joy-filled Christian experience. So, unless you are in a continual state of being joy-filled and vibrant, then this message is for you. Now, if you are, you can pray for those of us that have not reached that place of experiencing. Now, we have a deep joy in the Lord because we're saved, but the sense of enthusiasm, adventure, excitement, a sense of anticipation, looking forward to what God's going to do, not just in the future, but in the day you're living in right now. Are you expecting and anticipating some new thing God's going to show you? I'm speaking about a state of mind, a state of heart, of spirit, where we are eager for the things of God. You see, the enemy does want us dull. He wants us dissatisfied. He wants us wearied. And if he keeps pushing that further and further along, what do? We start murmuring. We start literally complaining. And we know that God does not like that. So that's why I'm preaching on this, because when you get to that far end of complaining, murmuring, and doing the things the children of Israel did and suffered consequences, we know God does not like that, then it is the avenue that gets us there. And so this is something we really need to guard against. You know, when the enemy can't destroy us in an all-out, horrendous frontal attack, he will definitely use more subtle means. Listen, he has been around mankind since the beginning, literally before the fall. He was there in the Garden of Eden. That's how he could tempt Adam and Eve. We know from Scripture that little foxes destroy the vine. He is an expert. He has studied human nature all these millennium, and he knows our frame. And if it wasn't for the Lord, beloved, we would never make it. But God has for us so many wonderful things ahead. And I'm just wanting to stir you on. I know how it is. There are times I'd have to definitely admit to being in that state. A weariness because of the hardness of the way, the difficulties that, you know, we go through. It's a very common experience to man. And let me just share this. Why do we react that way? Because, beloved, I'm going to tell you the reason why right now. We live in a fallen world. Jesus said we'd have tribulation. And so, as long as we are alive in this life, it's quite not uncommon, it's quite natural that this is something we'll have to be on our guard against. Why? Because the desire for change, the desire for excitement, to experience something new, the hunger for adventure, it's part of our very nature. God put that in us. We're made in the image of God. All you have to do is look around at the infinite change and variety in God's natural world. And beloved, the reason I'm so strong on this and believe it is because heaven is going to be a place of absolute ultimate excitement and adventure and change in that perfect state. Who knows the things that God has reserved for us? Scripture says, "Eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him." And so, boredom also, as we look at it, is one of the reasons, it's not exclusively, but it's one of the reasons that the world turns to drugs, alcohol, various forms of escapist activities to satisfy this craving. They're longing for something different than their normal life. And so they find something to escape. That's, you know, it's just natural in the human nature. And that's true even for Christians, because sometimes it just gets really difficult. It gets tedious. And we're wearied of the way our life is. I mean, for example, a 9-to-5 job going to work day in and day out, or a homemaker having to, you know, fix meals, clean the house, do the laundry, do the things that we have to do. Don't you kind of ever get tired of that? Sometimes I think in the kingdom, we won't have to do the laundry. I mean, think about that. God has so many wonderful things for us, but this is the realm in which we're living right now. And so the reason I'm sharing this message is we shouldn't fight it. We should recognize this is our state right now, but it's not going to be that way in the future when the Lord returns. But also, even though we are in this realm, we can look forward to excitement and enthusiasm in a godly way that will propel us. It's really a state of spiritual maturity. And I believe that's part of it, where we won't get cast down. We won't get troubled with the things that maybe affect us that as they do now. Well, think back when 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, you've gone through things now that would have just taken you down some years back. But no, you've gotten stronger. So we have to recognize and deal with this problem as one of the indirect results of the fall and the curse. What did the Lord tell Adam and Eve? He said, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." Cursed is the ground. He didn't curse Adam and Eve, but he cursed the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. When we look at the responsibilities of adult life or even children, what child doesn't look forward to summer vacation? Why? Because they get out of school. No, they may enjoy school, but they are looking forward to that free time when they can do things they really like to do. So, beloved, to document this, let me share some scriptural examples with you that talks about this. The natural world is in travail. Romans 8 and 22 says, "For we know, we observe, we are aware that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain unto now." And there is a weariness of life. Ecclesiastes 2 and 17 says, "Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit." And Jonah 4, 8, "And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and he wished him in himself to die. And he said, it's better for me to die than live." All right, well, my time has flown by, and there are a few more scriptures I'll share with you. And then we're going to talk the most exciting part about what are the spiritual remedies to boredom. I hope you can join me. If you miss a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast anytime and listen at your convenience. As always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. This is a sacred part of this ministry, one I love. I love answering the mail. I love praying for the partners. And if you haven't written and you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you, He may have been doing it for a while, and you haven't written, then you better obey the Lord, because He has a reason for doing it. I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to build a mailing list, beloved. He's got a purpose. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray and confirm receipt, but I ask if you'd like a personal answer, share your mailing address, which would never be shared. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.